getting there. We're getting there. Oh. You ready, Adi? Okay. Tonight's Chabura is sponsored from a few sponsors, Yashikayach, Pnina and Menashe Masaryk and family, Shvi Yiskus Rafu Shlema for Yosef Bitzal Ben Rus, Sandy and Sid Goldschmidt and family, Lazecher Nishmas Tzvia Bas Avram Matisyahu, and Ariella and Josh Lustiger and family who are sponsoring Lazecher Nishmas Devora Bas Yoshua Heschel. The Neshama should have an Aliyah and it should be a Schus Rafu Shlema to Yosef Bitzal Ben Rus. So we are totally completing the final stage of the Gemara and about to start a brand new topic. Just to finish, so we finish the words of the Gemara. We've been debating for almost two blocks different options of how to analyze the Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim within the Mishnah. That debate whether or not Motzi Shemra in the Torah needs three Dayanim or needs 23 Dayanim. So the Gemara has seven or eight options throughout the Gemara that we went through explaining and trying to analyze this Machlokes, why one should posit that you need three Dayanim or the Rabbanan that hold you need 23 Dayanim. And the Gemara explained different options. So just Daf Testament Beis to finally conclude the last stage of the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. The Machlokes is as follows. The Iba is same as the second line from the top. Perhaps the machlokes of whether or not this will be dealing with a death penalty situation is the following. Shehisruba acherim velo hisruba eidim. What happens if the woman that is being judged now and being the court case is about that she was mizana under her husband, she got hasra, she got warned for the misa, but she didn't get warned from the eidim. So we've mentioned this in passing beforehand that we happen to paskin la halacha that anyone could give the eidim. I've said in the past that the mailman could give the hasra. Could give the hasra. The eidim don't have to give the hasra. The eidim just have to see whether or not the hasra was given. But the eidim don't actually have to give it the hasra. But the Gemara does quote some tanoim that were of the opinion that held no, that the eidim themselves have to deliver the hasra. So if that is that could now have ramifications on whether or not this case of Motzi Shemra is going to lead up to a death penalty. If you hold that there's something lacking in the Hasra because the Eidim didn't give the Hasra, so then that would affect the situation. If you hold that the Eidim never have to give the Hasra, so then that wouldn't be problematic over here as well, and it would be able to be judged with 22 Eidim. And the Rabbanan say, no, anyone can give Hasra, which is the way we paskin. By the way, just as fascinating, we've mentioned in the past, in past Yurim, that it could be that the Hasra is not just technically to clarify what the state of mind of the person, but it actually gives the level of the Maisa Avera to a higher level Maisa Avera, and now it makes it as if it's a stronger Maisa Avera. So one could argue and say that possibly is the rationale of the Tanoim that if the Eidim are now giving Asra, so now I get more of a shock treatment, and that would be the reason why a person will hold like that. Whatever, it's an option in the Gemara, and that was a possibility the Gemara suggesting to explain the Machlokes or Meir Chachamim, whether or not it will lead up to Dinei Nefashos, whether or not it won't. And finally, the Gemara concludes with the last option, the Ibo Yisema, or the Machlokes Tanoim between Rameir and Banon, whether or not Motzi Shemra in the Mishnah was 23 Dayanim capital case, or is it only going to be a Dinei Mamonis case, is it only going to be three? It was a Machlokes about something entirely different. What was it Machlokes about? The Gemara tells us later on in Sanhedrin in the fourth parak that there are various different questions. The fifth parak, I'm sorry. There are various different questions that we have to ask the Eidim. We ask the Eidim questions that are more serious, that potentially if there's a contradiction between their answers, then the case will be thrown out. That's what's called in halacha, a stira and a kasha in chakiros. Zman is a shah, is a yom. Where was it? And then there are other details that the Gemara takes less seriously. The Gemara calls these other factors the bedikos. Like, I don't know, you could tell me in the court of law now, but the weapon, the color of the weapon, or what weapon was used, that would not be hakasha in chakiros. Chakiros is seven questions about the time, place, situation, but the actual murder weapon would not be one of those questions. That would be under the category called bedikos. And if there's a contradiction between the Edim about the details of bedikos, like the weapon or some other detail of the story, or what color the wallet was, then the Edus is not thrown out. And on that, the Gemara says, there's one sheet in the Tanoim that says, everything's got to be consistent. Everything's got to be without contradiction. Even the bedikos, even the other ancillary questions, the weapons, that's all going, got to fall into place and got to be accurate and got to be correct. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the final explanation between Rav Meir and Chachamim. Meaning what? The Gemara says, V'ibo yiseima kagon de'iskachush be'bedikos ve'lo iskachush be'chagirus. They had a akasha, the Edim contradicted each other about the weapon, or about some other detail that isn't an integral detail for the Edis to be valid, and they didn't have the chakira, the akasha, the contradiction. Their Edis was accurate when it came to the real makor, the seven questions of chakiras be'ezayom, be'ezashah, v'kamiflagi, v'plukta, de'ben zakai, v'rabbanan, and this is a machloikis between ben zakai and rabbanan, disnan, as the Mishnah says, later on in the Masechta. Maisa ubadak ben zakai the oktze tein. Ben zakai would not leave it sufficient that the Edus would be left just with hearing the seven chakiras and the seven classic questions. He would even check, says Rashi, even into the bdikos. If you look at the top Rashi, the third Rashi on the daf, bdikos, Rashi says, ze omer kalev shel boel shchorim, ze omer levonim. Some say that the pants or the wallet of the boel, the person who came to Mimizana with this woman, was white. Others that said black. So most of the Tanaim say, you know what, people don't pay attention to these things. So the fact that the Edim contradicted each other about the Bedikas, that's not telling that this is necessarily false. But the Chakiras, 1 second, the Chakiras, is a Yom, is a Shah, like the real McCoy, that we can now prove the Edus to be wrong, that it's Edus now, that now through that we can say, wait a second, you were with us on that day, that would be something that we would take very, very seriously, and that hakosh is a problem. But Oktay Te'enim, says Rashi, Shamro Edim Tachas Te'enim Nase Maisa, the Edim said that it was under a tree. So he would, Ben Zaka would say, oh, it's under a tree? Under a tree. So, were the branches thick or were the branches thin? Who looks at the branch? I don't know. I'm talking about a murder over here. Who hops the branch? Ben Zakkai said, I got to know about the branches. Has nothing to do with the Edus. Has nothing to do with the potential Hazama, what's going to happen, whether or not the Edus are checked. But still, the Edus has got to be accurate. So, that's Ben Zakkai. The Rabbanan say, leave the Edom alone. No one's going to be able to give valid ages if you want to know every single detail. People don't have details. So therefore the Rabbanan say, Akosha and Bedikas, Akosha and Bedikas. That's not going to cancel the ages. That's not going to throw out the ages. And Ben Zakkai held, no, even the Bedikas. So comes along the Gemara and says, maybe that's the Machlokes of Meir Chachamim. Over here there was Akosha about the pants of the boel that came in to sleep with this woman. And these Edom are giving Edus about this story. Turns out, right? It turns out that they were liars. They were found to be liars. But their original Edus had a hakosha in the minor details of the bedikos. So Ben Zakkai says, no, "What do you mean? That's never going to lead to capital punishment. So therefore, you would only need 3 dayanim." And the Rabbanan say, "No, you need 23 dayanim because we don't want to disregard it just because of hakosha and bedikos." Yeah. So it's a good question. We'll Mir Tashem do it when we do the Sugya video. It's an excellent question. So L'chadchila, the Chazal wanted that the Torah talks about the concept of B'dikos. L'chadchila, the Torah wants us to verify Darshu, right? MS Sheker, Nachon, the Gemara has Drashas for...
Right,
Right. So the Gemara has a drasha for each thing. Sheker, v'nachon, v'emes. So the Gemara has for... So certain things, Chazal said, they're ma'akev. But the fact that l'chachila, that Bezdin should verify as much as possible, so that's what... Yeah.
The Gemara said, well, that nimtza hachamim, there's one. Nimtza yusim l'chubenes.
Yeah.
Right. So according to the one that says, all the b'tikos have to be exactly
alike. Yeah, Ben-Zakai.
Wouldn't that be automatically no good? Because it says nimtza in the Mishnah.
What do you mean, Nimtzu?
He has the deal. And Nimtzu, and Yusuf Nuhubenis.
Right.
So Nimtzu means that it's not 100%, but it comes out that after the Hakir or some Bedika.
Why can't it be that every Hakir and Bedika was correct?
Because when the word Nimtzu, that there's always something that's different from two people.
Uh huh. So according to Ben Zakkai, you're saying it could never be, there can never be everything.
The one that you said has to be exactly.
So the deal of Nimtzu wouldn't work out. I hear? Okay. Fine. Brand new Gemara. So that's the end of the Gemara. So we finished the sugya of Motzi Shemra. Finally, we can count up how many options there were, whether or not the machloikas or Meir Chachamim, why there are 23 or 3 dayanim when it comes to the case of Motzi Shemra. Brand new Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef. It deals a little bit with Motzi Shemra, but nothing to do with the Mishnah about how many dayanim you need. Amar Rav Yosef. Middle of the daf on Testament base. Hevi Abal Edim Shezinsa. So the Baal comes in and brings in Edim that this girl was Mizana. This girl that I married, she was not. She was Mizana after we were married, and she was an Eishes Ishes Zinsa, and this is what he spreads about her. Vehevia av Edim veizimum, and now the father comes and defends his daughter and says that your Edim, Imanu Ayistim, they're lawyers. They were with my Edim are saying you were with us on such and such a day. So what happens? So what's the din? So this is the classic case of Motzi Shemra. Eidei Habal Neharogin. So the Eidei Habal are killed. And the Eidei Habal don't have to pay any money. They ain't Mishalman Mom. They don't have to pay any money. Chazdar Hevi Habal Eidim Vehezi Mom Le'Eidei Av. What happens if the case continues one step further? It doesn't only stop that Eide Baal now were hazamified through the Eide Ahav, but now the Baal's reputation is, you know, he's in deep water. He's not only are his Eidim about to get killed, but his little reputation's down the line. So what? So he now gets his Eidim and gets Eidim to be mazim back the Eide Ahav. So let's just remember what happened over here. You started off with a case of Eishes Ishes Zinsa. Baal brings in Edim. The case of Motzi Shemer kicks in because the Av brings in Edim and is mazim, the Edim of the Av. So now potentially the husband might have to pay money and the Edim are going to get killed. So now the Baal retorts and brings in new Edim to be mazim the Eide Ahav. And now what says the Gemara? Yeah, I just can't find it. Eidei Av Nerogin Umishalmin Mamun. So now the Eidei Av that now were thought to save their daughter are now not going to be helpful, and now the Eidei Av get killed, and they have to get paid. So the question is, what happened to the halacha of Kemle B'Dirabimine? What happened to the halacha that we learn from Parshas Mishpatim that if a person hits a pregnant woman, right? So the Torah says, Im lo yason, if the woman is not killed, then you have to pay money. Then you have to pay what's called the Dmei Vlados, the amount of the future child, as difficult as it is, Chazal, this is where we see from this, the Meiri writes, we see from here, that when it came to at least Bnei Yisrael, you see from this parsha in the Torah, Mishpatim, that there is no Chiyav Misa for abortion. Because the Torah is obviously making a distinction between the Misa of the mother and the Dine Mominis of the child, and of the fetus. But if there was a chi of misa like there is by Bnei Noach, if there was a chi of misa when it came to when it came to the fetus, so then you wouldn't have a case of kim l'vidrabine. Kim l'vidrabine, by definition, has a stronger punishment and a lower level punishment and a lesser severe punishment. So that is the source for kim l'vidrabine. In lo yi'aston, then you pay money v'nosata nefesh tachas nefesh. Then you pay money. The Chazal darshan that means mammon. But im yi'aston, so then you don't pay money because you're pater kim l'vidrabine. So why is this Gemara ignoring the concept of kim lev d'rabim b'nei?
So the first case that they gave.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was also a moment.
There was a Tashlum and there was a Nisa.
Yeah.
And there it seems that we say kim lev d'rabim b'nei. We say there's the 80s.
Oh, so excellent. So Larry's pointing out is what this long Rashi is. Larry wants to know why the Edim didn't have to be mamon in the first shot.
So, why
Well, so it's not in fact the Gemara never told us if kim l'vidrabine plays. We're assuming kim l'vidrabine plays. Rashi goes on to say that it's not a function of kim l'vidrabine, and rather the chi of mammon is really the baal's chi of mammon. That's within this Rashi of ein mishalman mammon. It's on the baal to pay, and the chi of nefashos is on the eidim. But now, when it came to the eidia av, so now the Gemara says no. Now there's no Baal anymore. The Baal, when we're mazin the idea, the Baal's correct. The Baal is not guilty anymore. The Baal's in, he's back, he's got his reputation back. He just gave back his reputation. Who's being nailed right now with the Azama? The Ediav. Okay, but the Ediav now have two chiyuvim to pay up. That they have to pay up. Now you can't split it between the Ediav Baal and the Baal himself, because they wanted to be Mechayev two things. So now they got to pay up two things. Yeah. They were Machayev the husband to pay 100 Sela, and they were Machayev Misa to the Edim. So the Gemara is, so what happened to Kim Leibah d'Rabbi Minei?
There's Hazamas on
two things. So there's Hazamas on two things. Excellent, we're going to get there. So what happened to Kim Leibah d'Rabbi Minei? So comes along the Gemara in a few short words and says, not so fast. Kim Leibah d'Rabbi Minei does not apply in this case. Why? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Mamon lezeh unefashos lezeh. Kim lebedurabimine means when it's mamon and nefashos that's triggered by the same person. But if the payment, so to speak, of the misa and because of the avla that I did was towards a specific person and the mamonus was towards a different person, so then you can't have kim lebedurabimine. That's two directions. It's mamon for him and it's misa for him. So how would that translate in our situation? Over here, the Eidia Av that are now getting hazamified. So they have to do both. They have to now get killed and their yorshim are going to have to pay the meyasela. Why? Because the meyasela is directed towards the husband. And the hazama is directed towards the what? Towards the Eidim. So what does one have to do with the other? Kim lebedurabimine doesn't apply when it's bi-destinational. When I had two separate destinations, that's the maskana of our Gemara. However, Tosfos is very short over here, but don't be fooled by the size of this Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Mamon lezeh unefashos lezeh." Let's see Tosfos. Hadi makshe beperiketz at a rebel the potter hasam afilu begdi dechad va'avde dechad mefurish b'makom acher. So it sounds like, by the way, there's a little minute detail that you have to work out over here. There might be a Gemara that seems to contradict, but I took care of this elsewhere. Okay, good. He took care of this elsewhere. Let's see about the size of this thing that he took care of elsewhere. So it's a whole Amud in Meseches Ksubis, where Tosfos discusses this topic. Let's see this Gemara.
Trying to
kill the woman.
Kill the wife.
That's it. Yeah.
And now they're becoming Eidim Zomim.
Right.
So why? Where is their mamon there?
So that's what you asked before. So there's mamon from the husband because he was motzi shemra when they're zomified. The Eidim have to get killed because they were kasher zomim to the girl, and then you got it. And then the av has a separate entire on the father that he has to pay now meyasela for being motzi shemra. But the Gemara goes on, but now when you go back to the Ede'av, so now they, when you go back to the Ede'av, right? So the Ede'av, now we're being mazen two things. So where's Kim Ledravene? Kim Ledravene for two different peoples is good. So that seems to be the mahalach of our Gemara.
So the Ede Habal was trying to get her killed.
Right.
And they became Ede Zomer.
Right.
So they get Misa.
Right.
And where?
And the Baal, if the case would have ended there, the Baal would have had to pay 100 sela.
I see.
So
right. So when it says that, when it says the Ede Habal Nairogan, the Ein Mishalman.
Right.
Who's the Ein Mishalman?
So Rashi goes to explain the Ein Mishalman. It's a little bit misleading. Ein Mishalman means because the Chiv is not on there. There really is no Chiv moment. It's a very strange language. I agree with you, the language of the Gemara. But the reason why that becomes relevant is because the next set of Edom are going to have to be Mishalim.
Right.
That may have celebrated. The technicality here is the reason Ein Mishalman is not really because of Kimle of the Rabbin, it's because Chiv is not on them. It's on the Chiv of the, it's really the Chiv of the husband. So the Gemara says as follows, if you look at the sheet that I passed out, the Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about the beginning of the third parak of Ksubas is all about this very topic. All the details about Kim Leib Derabine. Different details about when you apply the exemption that you don't have to give the lower punishment, whether it's Mominus, whether it's Malkus, whatever the case may be, and different details about this.
So,
well, that's Onus Mefate, exactly, yeah. So the Gemara says there, the Gemara goes on to a detail, and...
Onus Mefate is somebody who has a greater...
Right, exactly. Like a Chiyuv Misa, that's why the Gemara gets on that. And then the Gemara gets into a great detail of what happens, what about if it's not a Chiyuv Misa, let's say it's a Chiyuv Karis, let's say it's a Chiyuv Misa De Shemayim, so that's what the Gemara gets into. So the Gemara gives an example. The Gemara says, maybe, according to some Tanoim, maybe it could even apply... To a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. What's a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim? A zar that eats truma. A zar that eats truma. What's going to be a case of kim leib d'rabmine when a zar eats truma? So the Gemara says, Rabashi Yomar, look at the top. He eats ayashakayach for putting the Gemaras on top and bottom. He's on the Rabashi Yomar. Bazar shachal truma. And then go to the next bold face. Vikara shirayin shel chaveiro. So what did this guy do? He had a truma sandwich, and simultaneous, which is crucial for every kim leib d'rabbanei. It's crucial that the chi of misa and the chi of moment is happening at the same time. That's the only case he could have kim leib d'rabbanei, or at least if there's some tziruf, some way to join those two, is that I ripped the guy's shirt after I was eating. While I was eating. So I was over a chi of misa b'dei shemayim. While I was eating, and I caused a hezek, a damage, a monetary obligation to someone else while I was eating. And the Gemara says, Ravashi says, you apply kim leib d'rabbanei in such a situation. So the obvious question is what? Ask Rashi on the Gemara over there, what happened to what? Sanhedrin testament base. What happened to the halacha that if it's bi-destinational, that if Kim Leib D'Rabbanei is not going to the same destination, to the same person, then what? Then you don't apply Kim Leib D'Rabbanei and you have to pay up, and the Yorshim are going to have to pay up. Or in this situation, he could pay up. He's not going to be killed. It's Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So says Rashi, Ravashi, Omar, Bezar Shalchot Truma, Mishalo V'kar Shirayim. But before we get to Rashi's answer, how Rashi deals with this question, so question number one is this Gemara of Zar Shalchot Truma, Rashi asks. But the truth is that you have a few other Gemaras that Tosfos is about to quote. I think the easiest way to tackle this is if we just talk outside first what the different Gemaras are that deal with this topic.
She's taking these in two directions because it's kind of mom to the...
Right, to the owner of the sweater. And yeah. So now, what Larry's pointing out, which is Larry saying there's a little bit of a difference over there. It's a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. Maybe... The Gemara was only talking about where you're dealing with another guy. You want it to be Mechayiv him Misa. You want it to be Mechayiv him Misa. And then I call it the Hefsid moments and so on. That I can hear is bi-destinational. But who says that when there's a Chiyuv LaHashem and then there's a Chiyuv to my friend, that that's considered bi-destinational? So that's exactly what Tosfos challenges Rashi in the beginning of the Tosfos. We can even see that right now. Oh, beautiful. That's exactly Tosfos' question. Listen to what Rashi says. Rashi says this Gemara seems to contradict the concept that we've just gathered from our Gemara that Kimle v'Drabanan applies over here. So Rashi says, simple answer. There's one way you can deal with every single stira. The simplest way you can deal with every single stira throughout Shas, Gemaras that contradict each other, what's the simplest way? You don't know, no lumdis, no achronim, no, what's the machlaikis? It's a machlaikis. So that's the approach that Rashi took. Perish akuntris, the sphere leil ravashi, the misa lezeh v'tashlumen lezeh, Potter! You're right! Some people were entitled to their opinions on Sanhedrin Testament of Bez, Rav Yosef. He happens to hold Kim Lib Rabbine doesn't apply if it's bi-destinational. But guess what? If you open up a Ksubis and you learn the Gemara and the Avlamina of Bez, so you'll see a case of Misa Lazer or Mamun Lazer that is Potter. So you see, Rav Ashi disagreed. And that even if it's bi-destinational, you're still gonna have Kim Lib Rabbine. Comes along Tosus. And therefore Rashi goes on, Upala Gadarava. And he disagrees with Rava. We'll just quote the Rava. Rava is very similar to our case. It's the extension of our Gemara. The Amar Perakamet the Sanhedrin Ploni Ba Bas Ploni Vuhuzmu Neragna Mishal Mamun Lizet Unefash Lizet Perish Mamun Labas Sherotz Lasid Kubzasa Unefash Lizet Shamar Shabala. I don't know why Rashi specifically chose that case. Rashi just as well could have chosen our case, but they're both examples of different details that you have two destinations, Mamun to one and Misa to another, and the Gemara says, like our Gemara introduces, that Kimle B'Drabmini will not apply there. So Rav Ashi disagrees. But Toso says exactly what Larry just says. Or just said. Ve'inir. And I don't buy this Rashi. It's not such a simple solution. Because if you take this Gemara and say, ripping a sweater and eating truma, that's considered bi-destinational, that's comparable to our Gemara where it's Misa Lazeh and it's Mamun Lazeh. Tosa says, Imkein Tikshulei L'Rova, the classic case of Kimlei V'Drabanei. What's the classic case of Kimlei V'Drabanei? Hodistan, the Mishnah talks about in Baba Kama. In the Mishnah of Bava Kama, the Mishnah says, a person lights a fire onto a stalk of hay on Shabbos, and the Mishnah says, that is classic, Kimle B'Drabamine. And that's Potter Mitashlumen. So Tosa says, it's a Mishnah. So Tosa says, what? This Mishnah is going to be a machloikas amoraim according to Rashi's suggestion? Because what is that? That's exactly comparable to the Gemara and Ksubis. Why? You have Achilas Truma, which is the Chi of Misa Lidei Shamayim, and you have Kriyat Shirayim, which is the Chi of Mamun Lazeh. So also in the case of Baba Kama, you have burning up the Gaddish, and you have a Chilo Shabbos. So whoever's Gaddish is, that's his Mamun. And I have a Chi of Chilo Shabbos, Sakarish Baruch Hu. Obviously, says Tosos, that a chi of Lashamayim is not Misa Lazeh. It's only talking about where it's to a chi of to a person. So that's why he doesn't like Rashi. Classic case of Kimle. And so therefore, I don't buy this Rashi. Rashi made trouble for absolutely no reason. This Gemara in Ksubis is absolutely irrelevant and disconnected to our conversation and to our issue, because when it's a chiyuv misa l'shamayim, that's classic kim l'drabamine. That's not a misa l'zeh u'tashlum l'zeh. Over here, when it's a chiyuv misa in response to what you wanted to do to me, that's considered a misa l'zeh. It's like if you want to phrase it as if like a misa of a bein adam l'chaveru. That's a misa of bein adam l'chaveru. Now you're getting back what you wanted to do to me. So that's a misa of bein adam l'chaveru. But here, a chiyuv l'shamayim, that's not. And therefore this Gemara in Ksubis follows that Mishnah and it's irrelevant. So the question is, how are you going to defend Rashi? So Rashi did get himself into deep water over here. So Rashi is going to have to try and draw some distinction between cases of Misa L'Shamayim, that for some reason Rashi is going to call some of those cases Misa Lazeh Utashlumen Lazeh, and some of them are going to be classic Kimle, like the Mishnah and Bava Kama, that you're lighting up the Gaddish, and even though they're both going to be Misa L'Shamayim, so what's going to be the difference? So Tosfos wants to say as follows. V'ri Ratz L'Yashiv Perish
HaKuntris. Well, there are two different punishments, right? The punishment of eating Truma
is Misa V'Deh Shamayim. Right, but we're assuming, right, this whole Gemara in Ksubas is right now, in the beginning of Ksubas, is assuming, like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Misa b'Deis Shemayim is just as bad as Misa. You're right, we don't paskin like that. But the Gemara's whole discussion of Kimle, it's funny. Majority of the discussion of Kimle b'Derabbanei and the details that we learn out about Kimle b'Derabbanei are all within Amanda Amr that we don't paskin like. But that's the beauty of Gemara, because just because I happen to not agree with him in one detail about what the cases are, but still, it doesn't mean that everything falls apart. Meaning the details of what the case is and the way he applied Kimle B'Derabbanei to those cases of Misa B'Deis Shemayim are going to be applicable to me in the cases where I held Kimle B'Derabbanei is relevant.
And what would be Kares?
Kares would fall on the same thing.
The same as
yeah. It's a machloikas Abaye and Rava within Rav Nechunya ben Akana, who holds that even non-death penalty and non-based in Mises Bezdin, so now would Rav Nechunya ben Akana only hold it by Karis, or would he even say it by Mises B'Deis Shemayim? That's the Machlokes Rav and Abaye in the Gemara. Yeah. No, Necho Bagadish is a Chi of Shabbos, is a Mises Bezdin, yeah. But the Gemara is right now is comparing the two. The Gemara is within Rav Nechunya ben Akana that holds Misa B'Deis Shemayim is just as bad as Misa B'Deis Adam. We happen to not pass him like that, but in terms of this discussion, they're very comparable.
One is a potential tshuva. One is a potential
Yikil Nikal. Misa is not It's true. That's a kasha on the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm not sure how he deals with that. When a person does tshuva for Misa B'Deis Shemayim, how you deal with... But you're right. We don't have the ability to do tshuva on our things, but in the world of Rav Nechunya ben Akana, even without tshuva, you could do tshuva, but even without tshuva, you're pater from the moment. You're pater from the moment. There's no chiyuv moment in the begin with.
But even if you're saying that it's actually Misa B'Deis Shemayim, but it could not be Misa B'Deis Shemayim, if there's, for example, Asra and no Eidim, or if there's Eidim and Asra.
If it was B'Shegi, right, yeah, sure, for sure.
It
doesn't become a Misa B'Deis Shemayim, it becomes a nothing, but it still has Kimle B'Derabbanei.
And right, you're still Potter.
Right, you're still Potter. That's what's fascinating about Kimle B'Derabbanei. That's what Tana de Bechizkiya introduced in the Gemara in Ksubas, that if I do, it's not the capital punishment that's exempting you, it's the potential. It's the fact that you did a Misa that has stamped on it a Chi of Misa, so now, potentially, if you would have been Mazed, you would have been Chi of Misa, now I can't obligate you for a moment for that. So it's not anything to do with double jeopardy or anything. Double jeopardy, first of all, has nothing to do with it. It was just a title, but it has nothing to do with punishing twice because it's applicable to cases where you won't even get the first punishment. But that's for Amir Tzashem when we learn Ksubas. We'll learn those details. Oh, so now just the Re wants to try to save Rashi a little bit. The Re Ratzel Yashet Perish Hakuntris, the Choshev Hacha Misa Lazeh Utashlumun Lazeh. Perhaps Rashi distinguished in the following manner. Rashi held that even a mechi of misa l'shamayim can be a misa l'zeh if it's an independent misa aveira from the chi of mominus. And therefore, achilas truma and kriya shirayim, ripping a sweater and eating truma, are not connected whatsoever. So therefore, Rashi held, that's what we can say is lezeh and lezeh. And that's why Rashi had to say that our Gemara in Ksubis is against our Gemara in Sanhedrin, in a contradiction, because those are two separate maisim. However, what? The chen ploni baal bito shaploni, him beze duyos. And also when you're being made about someone being boal, another woman, Shalploni, and Beze Du, Shayachol Lahoid, because by the Edus, they can testify one without the other. Shayachol Lahoid, a love below Abbas, Bal Abbas, below a love. They can be made about the man without the details of who the woman was, and about the woman without him. Bal Narmaras, Aplona, Zinsa, Aval Madlik, Godish, but the case in Baba Kama, even Rashi is going to concede. Even Rashi is going to agree. Why? Hach Akol Baal Maisa Echad. So whereas Rashi for sure did not take the approach of Misa Lazeh Tashlumun Lazeh means to a specific individual. Because if that would be the case, then Truma's out. Anything that's a Chiyuv L'Shamayim is out. But Rashi held that when is it Lazeh Lazeh? When you could separate between the Chiyuv Mominus and the Chiyuv Misa. One didn't have to be without the other. But if one was Al Yedeh, one Misa, I was Mechal Shabbos, and I also caused the hezek and I burnt down his house through that chilul Shabbos, then Rashi calls that, that's not misa lezeh and mama lezeh, that's maisa echad, and that's going to be classic case of kimlei v'derabanei, and Rashi wasn't contradicting the Mishnah about kimlei v'derabanei. So on that, the Rashba disagrees, comes Tosus. Says, I don't buy it. It's not going to work. Why? Ve'ein nira l'Rashba. To ha'amar Rav Yosef, the parakam of the Sanhedrin, oh, now he brings it back to our sugya. Says, you can't say that explanation for Rashi. Because you have to look back at our Gemara, our member of Rav Yosef. Hevi abal edim shizinso, vehevi av edim vehezi mum le'edi abal. So what happened? You have the first edim from the husband that she was mizan. And then the av brings in edim to save his daughter, that the husband's edim are lying, and that's a case of motzi shem. Edi abal nerogin ve'im shalmamom. But then what happens? Chozer ve'evi abal edim ve'zimom le'edi av. So now that you go back and you save the husband's edim, and now the father's in trouble, what happens? Edi av nerogin umishalmin momom. Momom lezeh, perish labal, shirotza lasido ksuba, unif, that should also be, not only ksuba, that should also be meyasela. Right, the knas. Unifashos le'edim, and the fact that they wanted to kill the edim. V'hosam, says the Rashba, and what? And that was a one-shot deal. That was one maisa. That was one hazama. And yet you're saying what? Mama lezeh, nefashos lezeh, that's going to be an exception to the rule of kimlei v'derabanei. So your defense... for Rashi, of how Rashi gets around the Mishnah Baba Kama, that's a classic gimlei of lighting up the Gaddish, to say that that's not going to be Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh, because it's happening with Maisa Echad, but I have a case of Maisa Echad that the Gemara does apply the principle of Mama Lezeh and Fashos Lezeh. So therefore, Tosfos is rejecting Rashi and saying, Rashi got it wrong. Again, Rashi should have never got to put his foot in his mouth, should have never thought that this Gemara in Trumas was connected to our Sugya, and we would have never, no problems. Good. So says Rabbeinu Tam as follows. The Nirul Rabbeinu Tam, a different approach. You see, before I introduce this Rabbeinu Tam, the truth is, those are issues that we have with Rashi, that the honest truth is, at the beginning of the sugya, I would have never connected those two sugyas. Like Larry said intuitively, that Gemara has nothing to do with this. That's a Misa L'Shamayim. Don't get us into trouble over here. We're dealing with a Misa L'Zeh. The problem is that even within Misa L'Zehs, there are contradictions to our Gemara. For instance, the Gemara says as follows. If you skip a little bit in Tosfos, we're going to see the Rabbeinu Tam inside, but let's just skip to quote, see the Gemara. He quotes the next parentheses. Quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. So Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis is a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara is debating the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about the Chiyuv Nezek of Eish. When I send out Eish, is Eish Chayav Mishum Memono? It's as if my ox is now damaging, or is Eish Chayav because of my chet? It's as if I am now being mazik, and Adam Mazik is now being mazik. It's like a trigger of a gun. That's what an Eish. How do you look at Eish? An Eish that I ignited over here, and the Ruach came, and it pushed over the Eish to my next door neighbor. Is Eish Chayav Mishum Mono, or is Eish Chayav Mishum Chitzav? This could have major ramifications. For murder, this could have ramifications. Am I considered murdering the guy? I'm not chayiv if my animal murders a guy. Okay, I might have to pay money. I'm not going to be chayiv misa. So what's the din? So machloekas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Gemara discusses the following case. How could Reish Lakish say that Eish is only chayiv mishum emono? That Eish is like my ox. Is not like me. It's not connected to my action, to my arrow, to my pulling the trigger. But the Gemara says that if what? I light up a Gaddish and it kills an Eved, So the Gemara talks about kim lebe derabimini there. The Gemara says that the Eish that now burnt up the stalk and a Gdi that was near it, and it also killed an Eved. The Gemara talks about kim lebe derabimini. Rish Lakish can't argue with that mission of applying kim lebe derabimini. Yet Rish Lakish would hold what? Intuitively, if Eish shows Mishnah Mamono, what kim lebe derabimini? There's no chi of Misa. If my shore damages, that's all chi of mammon. What's the problem on the Eved? What's Reish Lakish dealing with? So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish says you need to reinterpret that Mishnah. The Gemara Baba Kama says, Hachab mayaskinon kishehitzis begufo shel Eved. Says the Gemara Baba Kama, dafchav beiz amed beiz, the case of kim lebed rabmine, of that case of Eved, which was near the stalk, which was near the Gdi, that what? According to Reish Lakish, it's not that I lit the fire and it went on its own, which Rabbi Yochanan was fine with. It's a case that what? I walked up to the Eved and I put the fire on his body. I murdered him. So the Gemara says, if you murdered him, so what's the Mishnah coming to tell you a Chiddush? Of course Kim Levi D'Rabmane applies. Of course that's Kim Levi D'Rabmane. Says, well, now let's go back to see what Tosus quotes. Daha, you see where the first word in the line is lazet. Daha. Abe, you see where I am? Lazet? In the middle of the... It's like three lines above the Baba Kama. 2 lines above the Baba Kama. Daha. Gdi stomach lo. The Eved kofas lo. You have an Eved and a Gdi that are right near each other. This non potter. And the Mishnah says you're potter. Why? Because the Kim Lev Derabmane. So the Mishnah, the Gemara asked, so according to your Reish Lakish, if you're walking up with the flame onto the Eved, what's the Chiddush? Of course you're Pater, it's Kim Lederabine. Says the Gemara, no. Bigdi dechad, v'avda dechad. It's bi-destinational. It's bi-destinational. It wasn't the same D of the same Eved. And what? I have to what? I still apply the din of Kim Lederabine. So ask Tosos, irrespective of Rashi, I now have a stira between the Gemara and Sanhedrin on Daf Tesamid Beis, whether or not Kimle B'Derabimine still applies in the case of Misa Lezeh Mamo Lezeh, and a Gemara and Baba Kama that says in the world of Reish Lakish, the way Reish Lakish had was forced to answer up a Mishnah that applied Kimle B'Derabimine by the Eved and by the Gdi, that what? Kimle B'Derabimine was talking about a case where they were bi-destinational. I don't understand, is bi-destinational potter or chayav? Does Kimle apply or not? And then Tosu says, it goes even further. The Gemara in Ayin Dalid Omid Aleph, let's skip to the bottom, to the second wide line of Tosos. No, where is this case? Yeah. Sorry, it's earlier. It's in the wide lines in the next parentheses after the Bar-Bar-Bar-Kama, Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet. What's the case? Case of Rodef. Gemara Ayin Dalet. We could see it inside right now. But Tosfos quotes it. Rodef Sheshiber Kalim, Bain Shel Nirdaf. What happens if you have a Rodef, right? He's running after a guy to kill someone else, and I have the ability to save the other guy, and I have the ability to kill the Rodef. So he's... in certain sense, Chayiv Misa at that time. Oh, so the Gemara says there. And the Rodef is Sheber Kalim in the process. When he's trying to run after the guy he's trying to kill. And also, he's running away from the guy who's trying to save the guy who I'm trying to kill. Right? And then a person who's being Rodef, the original guy, happens to break some Kalim, breaks through some windows, jumps into a car, gets into a car accident, because it's going crazy, I have to save myself from the third guy, and I want to try to kill the first guy, and I'm Chayav Misa at that time, says the Gemara, even if the Kalim are not owned by the Nirdaf, even if the Kalim are Yedim's Kalim, are a Kalim of a guy on the street, you know, all the movies, I jumped into a car, I wired the car, I figured it out, and I started the car, and then I got into a car, and I jumped out and tried to save my life. I'm putter on those cars. I'm putter on all that. Bein shel nirdaf, bein shel acher. But what is that? That's Kim Lev Derabmane. Because I was chayav misa at the time that I damaged that car. That was my getaway car. That was in order to get away from the matzil, the guy who's trying to save the life of the nirdaf. And yet the Gemara says, kimle b'derabmine. How did the Gemara buy kimle b'derabmine in such a case? Hello, that's what? That's misa lazeh, umamam lazeh. So irrespective of Rashi, Tosfos says, we're in hot water. Not only, fine, Rashi got himself into trouble. Rashi should not have connected this to the case of Truma, to the case of Krashi, right? And Rashi must have some weird hesber, but honestly, says Tosfos, I'm with Larry. A misa l'shamayim is not a misa l'zeh. That Gemara was not relevant to our conversation. But we have issues on our own hands. We have three different Gemaras. Our Gemara over here, which is really two different Gemaras, but the same Gemara. Our Gemara over here, that by the case of the Eidei Ha'av, that it's Mamu Lezeh Nefash Lezeh, the Gemara says, absolutely no Kimle, and yet, the classic cases of Kimle by Roydef. And by a case of what? Ritzicha. When it comes to Eved, Hitches, the Gufo Shel Eved, the Gemara says, Misa Lezeh Mamu Lezeh Avad, the Kimle still applies. So what is the answer? Mitzvah Hashem next week, we'll try to deal with some of these answers.